But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Demarkin.
Thank you, Rod, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game, and we are very excited around here today because this is, of course, the first day of the big home player game. So all of you who have sent in your cards, hold on to your good luck charm, because when that home player spin comes up in round two, we could be spinning for you for big bucks. And now, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with our first player, Barbara Rudisill. Hiya, Barbara. Now, Barbara, you understand you're a writer?
Oh, well, I'm right now in the process of writing a mystery book.
Are you going to tell us the outcome?
No, not yet.
Not going to tell. I don't blame you. Well, we won't tell you where the whammies are either, so you got to be careful, okay? Good luck to you, Barbara. Yeah. And let's meet Menard Sibley. Hiya, Menard.
Good?
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Now, you are a collector, Menard, right?
Yeah, that's definitely.
What do you collect?
I collect knives, Peter.
Oh, you do? Great.
Yeah. Didn't mean to get you.
How many you got?
I got about 25 so far, and I might have to knife one of those whammies, Peter.
I understand, Menard. Best of luck to you. Hopefully they won't even appear, so you won't have to deal with them.
Thank you.
Okay. And our champ, Keith Miley, with $12,075. Keith, how you feeling?
Better, Peter. Better.
What are you going to do with the money, Keith?
Pay off a couple of loans and then blow it, I think.
That sounds real good. I can understand
nothing
that. Keith, you ready to do it again?
I'm ready.
All right. You know how it works. I've got four questions. You give me answers. Your correct answers earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzzing answer gets you three spins. A correct multiple choice, one spin. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. What symbol does the whammy wear on his chest? Keith?
A cape.
Is the correct answer a cape, a W, or a dollar sign? Barbara?
A W.
A W, says Barbara. Menard.
Dollar sign, Peter.
Where the whammy wears a dollar sign his chest. What else? That means Menard gets a spin. Oh, well, I hope that Barbara and Keith didn't anger the whammy by not knowing what he wears on his chest. We'll have to wait and see, but here's the second question. According to the California Department of Motor Vehicles, if you're driving 50 miles per hour on dry pavement, how many car lengths should you keep between you, Keith?
Five.
And the car in front of you, is the correct answer five, three, or seven? Barbara?
I'd say five.
Barbara, five. Menard?
I'll go along with five, Peter.
Five. Well, at 50 miles per hour on a dry road, you should keep five car lengths between you. Barbara gets a spin. Menard goes to two, and Keith to three. Third question. According to etiquette, quoted in the New Woman's Guide to Getting Married, at what time does evening begin? Menard.
6 o'clock.
Is the correct answer 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 7 o'clock? Barbara?
I say 6 o'clock.
Barbara says it's six. Keith?
I'll go with six, too.
You go with six. Well, evening begins at 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah!
Barbara goes to two, Menard to five, and Keith to four. Fourth question. According to a recent survey, what vegetable do Americans think of as the most nutritious? Barbara?
Broccoli.
Is the correct answer broccoli, spinach, or carrots, Menard?
I'll have to say spinach, Peter.
All right, Menard says spinach. Keith?
I like spinach, too.
Well, gang, we think the most nutritious vegetable is the carrot.
Oh.
No spin. So Barbara stays at two, Menard at five, and Keith at four. You got to talk to Bugs Bunny. You all have a chance to convert those spins to big bucks when we come back, so hang in there. You got a lot of spins. Here it goes. Oh, Let's make some money, all right, players? $13,000 up there on the board, a few surprises and some whammies, so be careful. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the next round, which is where you want to be. You can pass your remaining spins anytime during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy, and four whammies put you out of the game. With that in mind, we go to Barbara, since she has the fewest spins, to play first with two. Are you ready, Barbara?
I'm ready to go,
Peter. Here we go.
All right. Big bucks. Let's go.
Stop at $700.
Yeah!
One spin left with $700, Barbara. Here we go.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a home gym.
Yes.
The value of a home gym, Barbara, is $499. That's a quick $1,199. You've
Super.
Made first place for now. Let's go to Keith with four spins. Are you ready,
right,
champ?
I'm ready, Peter. Let's
Here
go.
Here we go.
Come on. I feel it now. Big bucks. No whammy. Stop.
Stop at $500.
All right.
Three spins left. $500. Second place.
Rest, Peter.
Rest it is luck.
Come on. Big bucks. No whammies. I feel it. Stop.
Stop at $550. $1,050. Second place. Two spins. Very close to Barbara.
Trust my luck. That's right. Big bucks. $1,000. Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin. $1,550, first place, and you still have two spins, Keith.
Press on, Peter.
All right.
That's right. $6, no whammy. $1,000. Stop.
Stop at $550 again. $2,100 and one spin left. Keith, you have about $1,000 more than Barbara.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Keith's going for it.
Come on. Stay away, whammy. Big butt. Stop.
Stop at $250. You're up to $2,350. First place. Let's see if you can hold on to it. We're going to go talk to Menard with five spins.
Okay,
are you ready?
Okay, no whammies. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $200 and a spin.
Okay.
Still with five spins. Third place, $200. Menard.
Okay, come on. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $250. You're up to $450. Four spins.
Big bucks, no whammies, don't come whammies, stop!
Stop at $550. $1,000, three spins left, still third place, Menard.
I'll crush my luck, Peter.
All right.
No whammies, come on, he's staying away, stop!
Stop at $1,000. $2,000, two spins left, Menard. $350 less than Keith's second place.
Well, I have to take that one more time, Peter.
All right.
Come on, big bucks, no whammies, the whammy wants to stay away, stop!
Stop at $200. $2,200. One more spin. $150 separates you and Keith. Who's going to wind up playing last in the final round? What are you going to do? Go for it, Menard,
or
pass
Peter, it? I'm going to go for it.
All right, Menard's going for
the first place. No whammies, no whammies. Stop.
Stop it all. You went for it and came up short. Game's not over. $0. Barbara at $11.99. And Keith, you've got the advantage. First place with $23.50. And we'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and whoa, right after this. All right, players, one more time. Four questions. You're going to give me answers. Answers become spins. Are you ready? Here we go. The Italians have their risotto, the Spanish paella, and the Turkish their pilaf. What's the main ingredient, Keith?
Rice.
Of these dishes, is the correct answer rice, bread, or pasta, Barbara?
Rice.
Rice, says Barbara Menard.
Rice, Peter.
Rice. Is it risotto? Yeah. What do they know? Risotto, paella, and pilaf are all rice dishes. Barbara gets a spin, Menard spin, and Keith goes to three. Which California city was never the same after the Clampett clan arrived? Keith.
Beverly Hills.
From the Ozarks with their jugs of corn liquor and $25 million. Is the correct answer Beverly Hills, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, Barbara?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, Menard.
Beverly Hills, Peter.
Well, the Clampett set up housekeeping in Beverly Hills. Yes, Barbara goes to two, Menard to two, Keith to six. In the United States, how many out of every five employed people have jobs that are considered to be white-collar jobs? Barbara?
Three.
Is the correct answer three, one, or two, Menard?
I'll have to say two, Peter.
All right. Keith?
I like two also, Peter.
Two? Well, in our country, two out of five are considered white-collar workers. Menard goes to three, Keith to seven. Here's the fourth one. According to the magazine Let's Live, The juice of this berry has been used for medicinal purposes since the days of Yankee clipper ships, and it's still recommended by doctors. Keith.
Lemon.
What berry is it? Is the correct answer lemon, strawberry, or cranberry? Barbara?
I'd say cranberry.
Barbara says it's a cranberry.
I have to say cranberry, Peter.
Well, that healthy type berry is known as the cranberry, not the lemonberry. And Barbara goes to 3, Menard 2-4, Keith stays at 7, and all our big players will be taking those things to the big board and decide who the winner's going to be in Trust Your Luck. Come back for that home game because we're going to start it right after this. All right, here we go. But let me take just a moment to remind you that one of the spins in this round will be that home player spin, and we'll show the home audience which spin it will be right now. So if the contestant who's playing that spin has drawn your card, the spin will be for you. Let's get started and find out who today's winners will be. Let's take a look at our totals. We have Menard at $0, Barbara at $11.99, and Keith at $23.50. You're going to play last since you earned it. And let's take a look. We go to the player with least amount of money to play first. Of course, Menard at $0 and 4 spins. Remember, there's $80,000 up there on that board. One prize worth more than $5,000 and some whammies, so be careful. Menard?
Okay, Peter.
$0. Go for it.
Okay, let's get some big bucks. We gotta get back in this game. Stop
at move one space to $2,500 or $1,000 and a spin. Which do you...
I'll take $1,000 and a spin.
You've got it. $1,000 and a spin. You still have your 4 spins. $1,000. Third place.
Okay, no whammies. The only one who came my way. Stop
at $500. You have $1,500. Second place. 3 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Okay, come on, big bucks. Let's get that double bucks. Stop!
Stop at $2,000. $3,400. First place, 2 spins. What are you going to do, Menard?
Well, Peter, I got to press my luck.
Okay,
no whammies. Stop!
Stop at $500. You're up to... The totals were wrong, evidently. He just got $500 and he had $3,400. What is his total? Is it $3,900 or $4,000? Where was the error?
Right now, Peter.
It's right. Thank you. $4,000 what you have, Menard. 1 spin left.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to press my luck one more time.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go out. Stop
at $1,000 on a spin. $5,000. You still have a spin, Menard. What are you going to do with it? You're in first place.
Hey, Peter, I'm going to press my luck,
all
Peter.
All right. Alright, go on,
okay.
$5,000 on the line.
I'm gonna go out. Stop
at $2,250. Yeah, $7,250. First place, Menard. Let's see what Barbara can do with $11.99 and $3.
Big bucks. Let's go. Stop
and go back 2 spaces to $4,000 and a spin. You're up to $5,199. Second place, 3 spins.
Big bucks. Stop
at $750 and a spin. You now have a total of $59.49, and you have 3 spins. You're going to keep going. Wait. Hold it. Keith is a good humor man. Or this is home player spin. Hold on to your hats. All right. Barbara, if you will read the home player's name on the card you have in front of you, we'll find out who that lucky person is.
It's John Bowden. From Normandy, Tennessee.
John Bowden. All right. Hold on to your chair, John, because whatever Barbara wins, you will win also. And if Barbara hits a whammy, she'll lose all her money, but you'll receive $500 right out of the whammy's own pocket. And of course, if Barbara hits money plus a spin, you'll receive the money, and Barbara will get the money and the spin. All right. Are you ready, Barbara? And
I'm
I know
ready.
John's
Let's go,
ready.
John.
Let's go. Big bucks. $1,400! And that, Barbara, adds to your total giving. Actually, that's about $1,400 goes to John Bowden at home. Well done, John. Congratulations. And Barbara, that $1,400 now added to your total, giving you $7,349 and first place. Wow, everybody came out great on that one. What do you want to do, Barbara? You're in first place.
I'm going to keep going, Peter.
You're going to keep going. Yep. All right.
All right, let's go. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $2,250. Barbara's up to $95.99. One more spin. You're going to go.
Stop
it all. Barbara, but the game is not over. $0. We're going to go to Keith. You got Menard to deal with, the $72.50 champ. You
work.
Have $23.50, and here
work.
We go.
All right. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop
at $2,000. 43.50. Six spins left.
No questions. Press, right. Peter. Come on, same money. Big bucks, 5,000. Stop.
Stop and pick a corner. A whammy, a windjammer, or $2,000?
2,000.
2,000. You've got it, Keith. That's 63.50. About $900 separates you and Menard. Five spins.
Let's go. Come on, big bucks.
Right.
5,000. It's up there. I know it is. Stop.
Stop at an exercise equipment.
Okay.
Keith,
I can use it.
Valued at $2,455. You're up to $8,805. First place, four spins.
I gotta go.
All right. $1,600 ahead of Menard.
Come on. Where's the 5,000? No whammies. I love it. Stop.
Stop at 500 and a spin. That's $9,305. And you still have four spins, Keith. First place. By over $2,000.
You're lucky, Peter.
Right.
Come on, I want to do it. I want that 5,000 before I leave. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at 2,500. Oh. That's half of it. Keith, your total is 11,805. Three spins left. You have $4,600 more than Menard. Three spins. What are you going to do?
One more, I think, Peter. At least one more.
More. Keith's going one more.
Let's go. Come on, I feel lucky. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at a billiard table. Okay. Valued at $1,495. You're at $13,300. That is $6,050 more than Menard. Two spins
here. My coach has to pass. I
pass.
To my coach.
All right. Pass. All right, Keith passing to Menard. They're to you, Menard. Two spins. Let's see what you can do with them.
Okay, Peter, I got to catch up, so I need big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $500 and a spin.
Okay.
$77.50. One spin left in the one in the earn column. Let's take that last one, Menard.
Okay,
stay
come
away
on.
From
give
Noemi.
Me some big bucks. Give me some big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $700 and a spin. You're now at $8,450, and you have two spins you can either take or pass.
Oh, no, Peter, I got to take those
all
spins.
All right, he's taking them, and
come
here
on,
we go
come
with the first
on. Give
one.
Give me some big bucks or an extra spin. Stop.
Stop at $600. Menard, you have $9,050. That's $4,250 less than Keith. You're going to have to make that kind of money to beat him or get something that gives you an additional spin if it's less. Or you can pass it to Keith. If he whammies, you'll win the game.
I'll have to pass it, Peter.
It's passed. Keith, it's yours. $13,300 on the line. Avoid the whammy. You'll be the champ one more time. Menard, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And Keith.
All right.
$13,300. Who's the champ?
Anything but the whammy. Stop.
Stop at $750 and a spin. Keith, it's not over. You're at $14,050. You have one spin. What are you going to do with it? Pass. Menard. It's back to you. Turnabout is fair play. You got another shot. You're going to have to pick up something. Let's see. $5,000 you could win on one spin if you get the over $5,000. Are you ready, Menard?
I'm ready, Peter.
All right, and Keith.
Come on. Double your money or big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $4,000 and a spin. $13,050. $1,000 separates you and Keith. You have one spin. You can either take it upon yourself or you can pass it to Keith.
I'm a fighter, Peter. I'm going down fighting.
Menard's going for it.
Come on.
All right,
come
Keith
on,
and Menard fighting for it. Stop and big bucks. $5,000 and a spin. $5,000 and a spin. $18,050. $18,050. You have one spin you have to deal with. What are you going to do with the one spin?
I'm going to pass it, Peter.
Passing it, it goes to Keith. Now, Keith. Oh, a seesaw battle. You're going to have to get something that gives you an over $4,000 to beat Menard or something with additional
spin. Pass it to the audience.
Oh, the heat's on. Here we go. Menard.
All right, come on.
What's happening?
Come on.
Who's
don't
the champ?
Me now, 5,000. Where are you? Stop.
Stop at $800. It's never happened to Menard. We'll talk to Menard after this. All right, Rod, tell us about the prizes that were won today.
Okay, Peter, today's home player, John Bowden from Normandy, Tennessee, won $1,400. Congratulations to today's home winner, John Bowden. Now back to you, Peter.
Okay. Congratulations, Menard, with $18,050. Now, Barbara and Keith, whose postcard did you have? Barbara? Actually, it was Barbara had the postcard. It was Menard. Menard, whose postcard did you have?
Okay, Peter, it's Evelyn Dumont of Bridgeford, Maine.
All right, and Keith?
I had Jim Miller from Rivervale, New Jersey.
All right, I'm sorry, Evelyn and Jim, that you didn't get the lucky spin, but we do have one of these great whammy t-shirts for you. Look at that. That's the ladies. And the man's t-shirt. They're great. And we'll be sending them along to you with our best wishes. Thank you very much. Until next time, and we see Menard, this is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.